Texte numéro 32. Governor signs historic bill to remove Confederate symbol from Mississippi flag. Mississippi has officially retired the last state flag in the U.S. with the Confederate battle emblem, a racist symbol that has served as a source of division for generations. The Republican governor, Tate Reeves, signed a historic bill withdrawing the state's 126-year-old flag on Tuesday. This is not a political moment to me, but a solemn occasion to lead our Mississippi family to come together, Reeves said. We are a people of great faith. We must put our divisions behind us and unite for a greater good. Mississippi lawmakers have faced increasing pressure to change the flag, which features the Confederate battle emblem, a red field topped by a blue X with 13 white stars. On Sunday, a coalition of legislators passed a bill removing the state's flag and calling for a commission to design a new one, which voters will be asked to approve in the 3rd of November election. The move capped days of emotional debate and decades of effort by black lawmakers and others to remove the rebel emblem, arguing it cannot represent a state where 38% of the population is black. White supremacist lawmakers placed the symbol on the Mississippi flag in 1894, 30 years after the Civil War. Mississippi voters chose to keep the flag in a 2001 statewide election, with supporters saying they saw it as a symbol of Southern heritage. But since then, a growing number of cities and all the state's public universities have abandoned it. In 2015, the state's Republican House Speaker, Philip Gunn, endorsed the idea of changing the state flag after a white supremacist massacred 9 black parishioners in Charleston. After it was revealed that the gunman's manifesto contained images of the Confederate battle flag, South Carolina took down the one that was displayed on State House grounds. Still, the issue was broadly considered too volatile for legislators in Mississippi to touch until the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis set off weeks of sustained protests against racial injustice, followed by calls to take down Confederate symbols. A groundswell of young activists, college athletes and leaders from business, religion, education and sports called on Mississippi to make this change. The idea faced resistance up until the end. A Republican state senator, Chris McDaniel, said changing the flag was a challenge to the founding values of the country and warned that the American flag would be next. Democratic Representative Edward Blackham Jr., who is black, argued the state flag ought to be something that we feel a sense of pride in, that when we see it, we know that it's about us, not just some of us. Adapted from The Guardian, July 2020.